After an intensely watched six-week trial, a federal judge handed a major victory to AT&T and Time Warner yesterday, allowing those companies to merge. The deal, worth more than $85 billion, is all but certain to reshape the telecommunications and media landscape, with other industry giants waiting on this decision as they assess the future of their own companies. Cecilia Kang has been following it all. She covers technology and regulatory policy for the New York Times. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi.
So big decision yesterday. Was this a surprise? I saw mixed reaction to it on Twitter.
It was certainly big, and it was a surprise in how completely sweeping it was in favor of AT&T and Time Warner merging. There were no conditions attached to this merger decision, this approval of this merger. The judge struck down every single one of the Justice Department's claims of antitrust harms. And that way, I think the companies were sort of, as well as analysts and everybody who were watching, were sort of surprised in how much it was a complete landslide win for the companies.
So yesterday, after the announcement was made, we asked our listeners to tell us what they thought and get their first impressions. I want to play you some of those calls to see whether or not they're understanding this correctly.
The effect will be that it'll lessen consumer choice and increase the cost of everything.
You wonder why we aren't following the examples of previous generations who worked to limit monopolies.
I just feel that between this and the end of net neutrality, that we're that much closer to losing our freedom of the press.
Given that Time Warner produces content and AT&T distributes it, I'm not concerned about this merger. And also, the president's attempt to stop this merger was all about CNN.
So, Cecilia, lots of opinions there, lots of analysis.
Lots to unpack there, yes.
So let's take the first one. Is this lessening consumer choice?
It is technically not, in the sense that these two companies do not directly compete. They do not produce competing products or services. One is a distributor of content and one creates content. This is what's called a vertical merger, two companies that do not necessarily exist in the same industry. So there's no elimination of one competitor in an industry through this merger. And that was the highest bar to pass in this lawsuit. The Justice Department brought forth a lawsuit to block a deal of two companies that don't compete. And that's very rare to do something like that. And everybody knew going in that it would be a very tough trial for the Justice Department. And it was surprising for the Justice Department to bring what's known as a vertical trial. There's some more nuances as to why the Justice Department did this. One, as one of your callers said, might have been political influence. The Justice Department, led by Makan Delrahim, has sworn in an affidavit in court that he was absolutely not influenced by the president or the White House in his decision. But this particular DOJ decided to challenge this suit because they found that there was potential for this mammoth company, this behemoth that controls access to such valuable content like Game of Thrones, CNN, NBA basketball rights, as well as controlling the distribution of content through satellite TV and wireless services with national coverage. This makes this company very different than other telecom companies.
What's the takeaway for consumers? Is this a win for consumers broadly? Is it still too early to tell?
It's such an important question, and we just don't know. The history tells us that over time, prices just go up. And the history tells us when there's less competition is when there's more consolidation within industries, prices go up. So the problem that the Justice Department had in blocking this merger through this court trial is that it just didn't do a good enough job of proving that prices could go up. So that was a big question. AT&T and Time Warner promised that this is going to be a great deal for consumers and that this is going to lead to more competition in the industry, particularly against Silicon Valley companies. And so this will all be great for consumers. But if again, history is a guide, you're going to see as a consumer, your bills continue to go up.
Cecilia Kang covers technology and regulatory policy for the New York Times. Thanks, Cecilia.
Thanks for having me.